Thank you all for being here tonight at a very special, special evening. I want to begin by thanking my beautiful wife, Chris, and our wonderful children, who she has introduced to you, as well as one of our friends who's up here as well. You can see the one that doesn't fit in, but she's really part of us. So, well, I am delighted that you are all here tonight, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support. I also want to congratulate Kathleen Falk. I want to congratulate Kathleen Weinhout. And I want to congratulate Doug LaFollette. Three wonderful, wonderful people and three wonderful candidates. And we will be united in our attempt to restore Wisconsin values. We will be united because we understand, as all of you do, that we cannot fix Wisconsin as long as Scott Walker is the governor of this state. We all have witnessed what has happened in this state over the last 16 months, with Scott Walker starting an ideological civil war in this state that has divided our state like it has never been divided before. I have lived in this state my entire life, and I have never seen the situation we have now, where neighbors don't want to talk to neighbors, where coworkers can't talk to coworkers, where family members shy away from talking to family members about politics because it becomes too bitter. It does not have to be that way in Wisconsin. And as the governor of this state, I will end Scott Walker's ideological civil war. That's why I'm running for governor. And we all know that the first casualty of his war has been jobs. And he has tried to run from that record and run from that record and run from that record. And this is not an applause line because it is too serious and it's too disturbing. But because Scott Walker chose to launch his ideological civil war, this state has seen a larger job loss than any state in this country. That is a serious problem. Under Scott Walker, between March of 2011 and March of 2012, Wisconsin was the only state in this country to lose jobs. Why did that happen? Because he took his eye off the ball.
Yes, right.
Instead of doing what he said he was going to do, which was to create 250,000 jobs, he looked for new ways to divide us from each other. Yep. And that division is exactly opposite from the way I will govern. Because in difficult times, we do not need a leader who will divide us. We need a leader who will bring us together. And that is the leader I will be. We need a leader who will be independent. And I will be independent. I will not be beholden to out-of-state special interests. And we all know what's going on here. Scott Walker, instead of staying home in Wisconsin and focusing on creating jobs here, has decided that he is going to be a rock star to the far right in this nation. And he has traveled to California, to Texas, to Illinois again, to Florida. You name it, he's been there. I think he was in Iowa yesterday trying to raise money. And he's trying to raise money talking about how successful he's been going after workers' rights in this country. And he wants to set the example. Well, it's time we set the example in this state and tell him that we are not going to do that. The message we are sending tonight is that Wisconsin wants a governor who is going to stay home, who doesn't want to be a rock star to the far right, but wants to create jobs. Because there are too many people in this state who are hurting. There are too many people in the middle class, people who want to be in the middle class, who have to work two jobs. people who don't have health insurance, people who want their children to get an education just like everyone in this room does. But what we have to understand is who he is listening to. He is not listening to the people of this state. If he were listening to the people of this state, he would not be taking this tour around the country. He would be staying right here, focusing on jobs. That's the challenge we have. And this is a historic election. We all know it's a historic election. And there are some fundamental questions that the people of this state are going to ask themselves as they prepare to vote 4 weeks from today. Do we want a governor who has divided this state like it's never been divided before? Do we want a governor who has caused this state to lose more jobs than any other state in this country? Do we want a governor who focuses on giving tax breaks to corporations and the wealthiest people in this state?
No!
Do we want a governor who raises 60 to 70% of his funds from outside the state of Wisconsin?
No!
And do we want a governor who has to have a legal defense fund, a criminal defense fund? We do not want that in this state. Do we want a governor who is going to invest in education in this state? Who's going to try to make sure that people who are working can have health care for their children and themselves? Do we want a governor who is going to be independent, who will stand up to anyone, who will stand up to anyone to do what's right for the people of this state? That's what we want to have happen. So this race is not about the past. It is not about the past. It is about the future of Wisconsin. And there is fundamental issues here. This is dead serious because we have never had a governor. $25 million. He has raised $25 million. 60 to 70% of the money this year has come from out of state. Do you think that those donors care about what's happening in Medford or Mauston or Muskego or Monroe? No, this is part of the national ideological war. And I'll tell you, as I've traveled around this state, the people in this state want an independent leader. They do not want someone who's going to take this state to the far right. It's always been his way or the highway. And we need a governor who is going to work with people. But we also have to fix this state. And that's what we're going to do. In the next 4 weeks, I want neighbors to begin talking to each other again. This is going to be neighbors to neighbors. Let us heal this state. Let us fix this state. Let us once again be a state where we can talk to our relatives, where we can talk to our coworkers, where we can talk to our neighbors about politics without having it become a bitter fight. That's our Wisconsin. That's what I want. That's what you want. We have a lot of work to do over the next 27 days. A lot of work to do. And I'll tell you right now, he is going to flood this state with out-of-state special interest money. He's going to flood this state with that. But we have something on our side. We have the people and the values of Wisconsin. And that's what this is ultimately going to be about. So I want to thank all of you. All of you have been great. But the work has only begun. Because in the next 27 days, I need you like I've never needed you before. But more importantly, this state needs you like it's never needed you before. Let's end the Civil War. Let's work to create jobs. Let's restore trust to government. And let's fix this state. Let's do it, and let's win on June 5th. Thank you very much.